Hey gang, welcome back. Episode 45 of Zero Carb Journal. How about that? Getting close to the end of the year. I'm Matt. Nice to see you guys. Morning. How are you? I hope you guys are doing great. Well, as you can see, it's early. It's dark. It's not actually that early. It's about 6:30. Sunrise is at 7:45 today, so pretty late. And it's Sunday morning, and the surf came up overnight. It's big, and I'm going to go down there. So I thought I'd get this done first. So I want to get down there and try and be there when it gets light. So it'll probably be a short one today. I'm going to put my suit on and truck out there in the 39-degree cold. See if I can freeze myself to death. No. Hey, how are you guys? Hope you guys are doing good. I'm doing great. I had a great week, you guys. It was a mellow week, pretty slow from a zero carb standpoint. Not much to tell. I just did the same old, same old. I had beef and lamb burgers. Had some ribs yesterday. Got some reaction, as always, interestingly enough. But for the most part, I've been feeling great, you guys. I've been feeling really good. Been loving my food. Haven't gotten distracted at all, or haven't really, had any cravings. I still have some cheese in my fridge that I still haven't touched. And I haven't needed to go to town for any supplies, so I haven't been tempted. So yeah, I'm staying the course and feeling pretty good. I think I wanted to talk to you guys today a little bit about, some of the social aspects of eating zero carb. And the reason I wanted to talk about it, well, you know, I'm not the best guy to talk about it, because one of the reasons I want to talk about it is because I don't really get out there and face that very often. I don't face the difficulties of being zero carb in social settings, because I'm not in social settings. And I know many of you, most of you probably are dealing with other people around you, you know, at work or in your homes, or, you know, all going out with friends or whatever all day long. And so I just wanted to reflect on that a little bit, because I know that that seems incredibly difficult. And I wanted to, I just wanted where we all share that feeling together. Oh, it's early. Good morning. At any rate, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit and not really give you any deep insights, but just kind of share that, yeah, it's hard, you guys. And it's one of the challenges of this. And I'll talk about why I'm talking about it. And it's because I had some social opportunities this week that I did not take part in. And, you know, when I was sitting there thinking about them, it was really easy for me to use my way of eating internally to myself as an excuse for why I might not want to go. And I found myself kind of really breaking that down and thinking about it and realizing that it's just, that isn't the case. You know, I haven't been anywhere yet where it's been difficult to get food that I could eat or would eat, or that was difficult to skip if I really didn't see anything there that I wanted to eat. And there was no difficulty in doing that. Like, I'm not hungry. I'm not starving. It was easy to tell people that I ate earlier. No one minded. No one made a stink out of it. So, what I really want to talk about was just that it's really easy to let this way of eating, you know, make you feel a little bit overwhelmed, make you feel like visiting with other folks is challenging, make you feel too weird for school, make you feel, that it's just going to be difficult out there and you're too, I struggle with this. I'll just say for myself, I sit there and I go, oh, Matt, you're too weird. You know, you're not going to, you don't want to go see those people, or you don't want to try and go out with them. That's going to be too difficult. And you know, it never is. It never is. Every restaurant I go to, I can get some hamburger patties. No one ever seems to make a stink about it at all. It's just not an issue. So I have only myself to blame for missing out on social opportunities. I know that's one of my things. I get, social anxiety, I guess, and I end up just not going. But it's easy for me to point the finger and put some blame on my way of eating. And I realize that that's not fair. I'm not being fair to myself. I'm just looking for excuses. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because, especially when you're new, I think it's really easy to get overwhelmed with feelings of how strange and unacceptable it is, when in the real world and in practice, it doesn't play out that way. And I think it's a function of just how opposite it is of, everything we've been taught, our whole paradigm, our whole lives. And so when you're in the early stages, yeah, you're really sort of re-educating yourself and having to, go back over all these things you learned, both socially and, in terms of what's good for you and what's not good for you and what's proper and what's not proper and all those things. And you really have to reject, a lot of what you know to be true. And so I think that can be a real struggle for a lot of people. So I guess what I'd like to say is, and this is for me as much as it's for any of you, is that it seems weird and it seems hard at first, but I promise that out there in the real world, those stark black and white judgments of it—they disappear. It's not difficult. It's easy to find food, that's for sure. It's also easy to skip meals, that's for sure. It doesn't—you wouldn't think that sounds like something you want to do or whatever. But after a while, it really just doesn't matter at all. Like, I really just could take or leave a meal when it's mealtime for the most part, and skip it and go another day and eat tomorrow, And mostly it's just that people aren't going to care that much. You don't have to even bring it up, if you're very sensitive about it. It's real easy to fit in and eat the parts of the meal you want and eat around the ones you don't, or just not eat and say you ate it already. It's also surprisingly easy to talk to people about it. It's very few. I haven't really had anyone in my real life who's made a big fuss out of it. They all, they might go home and wonder about it. I've had one person come back to work and say, "My wife tells me your diet's a terrible idea." And you just laugh because you know where that comes from. I mean, probably thought the same thing. I know I did. So I can understand that point of view. So it's not hurtful to me. And anyone who is, honestly curious, I have lots of interesting conversations, I can have with them about this way of eating, right or wrong. You might not convince them, but you can at least, have some great talks. So it isn't that hard, and it's easy to use it as an excuse. And I guess I just like to say to myself that don't do that. You don't get to use it as an excuse. It's really should be another method, at least for me, that helps me get out there and get over some of those humps, because it makes my mental more positive and my brain more clear, my thoughts more clear. And so, yeah, so there's that. I just want to touch base on that because that is a little bit of a zero carb influence on my life. And another thing, I left off last week talking a little bit about energy, and I just wanted to touch base on my energy levels here at coming into year two. I was really sick when I came to zero carb almost 2 years ago, and I was incredibly fatigued, and I had been for years, and dealing with fatigue throughout my days. And I could work for a few hours, and I would have to rest and come, back inside and really plan my days out, and then plan out my weeks to leave myself lots of rest days. And boy, it's really incredible how that's turning around now. I went for a long bike ride yesterday. I was planning on resting, and I just woke up and said, "I want to go for a bike." I just had tons of energy, and I've been surfing a bunch this week, and it takes a lot out of me. And I come home exhausted, and I always think, "Well, tomorrow I'm going to be useless." And for the most part, I've been just powered up and motivated. So there isn't really much profound here to say other than, talking about transition and talking about getting used to this way of eating. It continues to change your physiology, continue to change over the long term, especially as you find out what works for you and tweak your diet. And I just really wanted to point out that, you know, we talk about first 2 weeks, first 30 days, you know, stick it out, you'll see some changes. But for those of you who are on the long, slow road like I was, you know, my first month was really rough and I did see improvements, but my second month was rough and my third month was, you know, they were better than I had been. I could see improvements or I probably wouldn't have stuck with it. But they weren't perfect and I wasn't great. I was great compared to how I had been, but it took a long time. You know, like I said, I didn't start this journal until almost a year into Zero Carbon. I really didn't tell anybody I was doing it. Now, of course, we didn't have quite as much support. Dr. Baker was just starting too, so he wasn't really, you know, he wasn't online yet. We didn't have a lot of momentum we do now when I started. So I was tentative, you know. I was real unsure that it was going to work for me. And yeah, so my point really is just if you're 2 months in, 3 months in, you're like, you know, when's my day coming? I feel better than I did. I was real sick, but I'm not super sick, but I'm not great. Gets better. You know, I do think that some of the long term, like the Zeroing In On Health crew that it constantly talks about healing, I think there's something there, you know, there's something to that. I definitely feel like my body has still been healing and I'm, you know, gaining my energy reserves back and my body's learned how to use those energy stores. And it's really profound. I'm just really noticing now that I can go all day, and that, like I said, I think in a podcast or two ago, that 7 or 8 o'clock comes around at night and I'm like, oh, now I'm starting to remember how people go out. Because for a few years there, I really had people be like, yeah, we're gonna go out, well, you want to come out? And I was like, I honestly can't understand how people do that. How do you stay up? You know, I can stay awake and get down there and see you guys. And then at 9 o'clock, I'm done. You know, I want to be in bed so bad. So, and I don't feel that way anymore. So that's been really great. And, all of that does lead into my social anxiety. So all of that history. So I need to get better. But I'm getting better. And I did. I actually went over to a friend's place yesterday and saw some old friends who were in town. So that was one social opportunity that I did not miss. And I'm proud of myself. It was hard to do, but I'd been feeling really bad. I'd been beating myself up all day. I had a great week, but I've been not feeling great about myself because I've been kind of beating myself up over some social things that I haven't been taking care of, or haven't been making progress on, let's say. You know, I haven't been getting better in ways that I wanted to, with regards to some opportunities and invitations I had that I didn't take part in, and so I was feeling pretty bad and beating myself up over that. And then another old very dear friend called and said he was in town for the first time ever, never comes here, but was here for an event. And so I got out yesterday and visited, and it was really nice, and I'm so glad I did. So little by little, I'm making progress in all of my ways, but that one's going to be a challenge for me for a long time, I think. But anyways, it's now it's 6:45, and the sky's slightly lighter out there. So I think I'm going to let you guys go here, and I'm going to get my wetsuit on and go for a Sunday morning surf, hopefully before the crowd shows up. They all had a big event in town last night, so hopefully they're sleeping it off, and I'll get some before the crowds get there. But I can't tell you guys, you know, how much you all mean to me, and I just really want to convey my thanks and my gratitude to all of you again for all your support and kindness and for following along. And, you know, I still, every time I get a comment from someone new, it just makes my day, you know, making a difference, being able to just communicate with you all and reflect on my progress along this wed journey, and know that you guys are out there is huge to me. Like I said, you know, like social stuff, like I went out yesterday and saw those friends, and I was feeling weird about being a carnivore. You know, they are all lifelong vegetarians and big believers in, you know, those normal healthy food tropes. And it just makes me really appreciative to have a group, a support group like you guys, people that I can share what I'm going through with and know that you'll understand and be going through some of the same, and also maybe just, you know, help pull you along and get some of the same from you. And you guys do help me every time in the comments. Every week I get so much out of it. So thank you. Thank you so much for all your support and for being here. And I guess that's it. I feel like I could talk for a while, but I do want to get to surfing. So I will see you guys next week. I hope you have a great one. Stay the course. Hope you're feeling great and making progress. And if there's anything I can do for you, any insights or any particular parts of your car you'd like me to touch on, please let me know. So hope you guys have a wonderful week. We're going to turn pretty hard here into fall here in the Northwest. It's still warm and sunny out, but we're about to get the rains and the cold next week. So next week maybe we'll be in the rain and talking about sweaters. Hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy your fall week here and getting ready for Halloween and all that. And I will see you guys next week. We'll do it again. So thanks as always for listening and watching. Appreciate every single one of you. And have a great week, you guys. Thanks.